Far-left Antifa anarchists take credit for setting French MP's car on fire. By Chris Tomlinson on June 2, 2020. The far-left anarchist group ADAC has taken credit for an attack on the vehicle of an MP belonging to French President Emmanuel Macron's La République en Marche. Republic on the Move. The arson attack took place outside the home of French MP Eric Alaouzé in the city of Besançon and saw his car set on fire, with the blaze spreading to other vehicles parked next to it belonging to his neighbors. Alaouzé said he was revolted by the incident and said the attack had come after at least a year of constant harassment. "I have been subjected to constant aggression for a year. I have been insulted on social networks, received threatening anonymous letters," he said, and added it was clear the group wanted to intimidate him, France Bleu reports. The anarchist group took credit for the attack on Saturday morning and put out a statement saying, "Fire on all authority. For freedom." Etienne Matteau, the prosecutor of the Republic of Besançon, said that an investigation had been opened and investigators of the judicial police were handling the case. Several local politicians came out in support of Alaouzé, including Republican Ludovic Fagout and Populist National Rally, RN, member Jacques Ricciardetti, who said, "Violence, intimidation, plunging, France, into chaos. What about the dissolution of anarchist and far-left groups?" The arson attack comes as far-left Antifa extremism has intensified across France in recent weeks. In Paris, investigators discovered an alleged bomb factory headquarters of the group, arresting several extremists for building explosives. During the country's strict coronavirus lockdown, Antifa extremists were believed to be behind the large-scale sabotage of communications infrastructure in many parts of the country. Earlier this month, another two far-left extremists were arrested in Bourg-en-Bresse near Lyon for allegedly plotting to murder police officers. Police made the two arrests after discovering the suspects had acquired firearms to carry out the plot. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.